Afrique et Info pour chacun, VOA Afrique. Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, heureuse de vous retrouver cette fois-ci pour notre 36e leçon d'anglais, English USA. Welcome to number 36. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner assiste à une manifestation pour l'environnement à un campus universitaire. Une manifestation en anglais, c'est « demonstration ». Vous apprendrez à demander quand un événement aura lieu et à comprendre la réponse donnée. Petit aperçu rapide d'expressions que vous allez entendre. « When is the demonstration ?» Quand est-ce qu'est la manifestation ? « When ?» Quand ? When is someone going to speak? Quand est-ce que quelqu'un prendra la parole? When? When are you going to the river? Quand est-ce que vous allez à la rivière?
Hello, I'm Martin Lerner. I'm a reporter. Who are you?
I'm Nancy Kabelstis.
May I talk to you? I want to ask some questions.
Maybe.
Are you a student?
Yes.
What are you studying?
Elementary education.
Are you going to be a teacher?
Of course.
Good morning. I'm Jackie.
What are you doing here, Jackie?
I'm a student. I'm studying history.
What are you doing here today?
Oh, we're demonstrating.
When is the demonstration?
In the afternoon.
No, it isn't. It's this morning.
Let's ask those students.
Good morning. I'm Kara Gutierrez. I'm a reporter. May I ask you some questions?
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm a reporter for the Voice of America. Who are you?
I'm Vince Anzalone.
Are you a student?
Yes, I'm a student at the university.
Are you a student at this university?
Of course.
Are all these people students?
Yes. They are not all from this university.
Where are they from?
I don't know.
What are you studying?
I'm studying biology.
What is this demonstration?
It's about pollution.
What do you mean?
Pollution. You know, pollution.
What kind of pollution?
Environmental pollution. Pollution in the river.
When is the demonstration?
It's now. This is the demonstration.
What are the students going to do?
They're going to talk. They're going to sing. Some are going to speak. Some are going to read things. They're going to demonstrate.
When is someone going to speak?
Before lunch. Maybe after lunch, too.
Are they going to the river?
Yes, we're going to walk to the river. We're going to look at the pollution.
When are you going to the river?
At 12 o'clock. We want everyone to see the river.
Si on demande à quelqu'un le moment approximatif quand un événement aura lieu, on commence d'habitude la question par « when », « quand ». Par exemple, « when is the demonstration ?» Quand est-ce qu'est la manifestation ?
« When is the demonstration ?»
In the afternoon.
No, it isn't. It's in the morning.
« When is the demonstration ?»
It's now.
« When are you going to the river ?»
At 12 o'clock.
Remarquez bien, pour une question qui commence par « when », la réponse peut indiquer un moment précis. Par exemple, « When is the demonstration ?» Si c'est précis, on peut dire « At 12 o'clock », à midi. Ou, si c'est moins précis, on peut répondre par une période « In the afternoon », l'après-midi, « In the morning », le matin. Disons-le ensemble. « When is the demonstration ?» Réponse précise. It's at 12 o'clock. Et réponse pour une période de temps. It's in the morning. It's in the afternoon. It's in the evening. Allez-y, à votre tour. Exercez-vous. Répondez aux questions.
We are going to a demonstration. We are going to the river.
Hello, Martin.
Hello. When is the demonstration? I've been talking to some students. They don't know.
I talked to one student. The demonstration is now. This is the demonstration.
A clock. L'heure pile, l'heure juste. Je vous demande tout de suite. When do you wake up? Quand vous levez-vous? When do you wake up? Choisissez l'heure et répondez-moi. Choisissez une heure exacte avec a clock. When do you wake up? When do you go to work? Cette fois-ci, essayez de répondre en choisissant une heure avec une fraction de temps. When do you wake up? When do you go to work? Pour les périodes de temps ou les journées. On Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday, on the weekend, pendant le week-end. Pour une période de temps, durant la journée. I eat breakfast in the morning. In the morning. I play sports in the afternoon. In the afternoon. I listen to music in the evening. In the evening. I sleep in the night. In the night. En ce qui concerne le passé. Yesterday, hier. A week ago, il y a une semaine. 2 weeks ago, ago. A few years ago, last year, last week. 10 years ago. 50 years ago. En ce qui concerne le passé. Yesterday, hier. A week ago. Il y a une semaine. 2 weeks ago. Ago. A few years ago. Last year. Last week. Next, le futur. Next, c'est-à-dire prochainement. Next week. La semaine prochaine. Next month. Le mois prochain. Next year, l'année prochaine. Michel Joseph à la Voix d'Amérique. Vous venez d'écouter la 36e leçon de English USA, la première partie. Dans quelques instants, nous retrouverons la deuxième partie, donc restez à l'écoute. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Nous allons retrouver Martin Lerner et sa collègue Cara. Ils assistent toujours à cette même manifestation contre la pollution, demonstration, à un campus universitaire. Vous apprendrez à poser davantage de questions sur la période de temps pendant laquelle se passent certains événements. When? Quand?
What are you doing?
I'm demonstrating.
What's that?
It's a story. It's a story about pollution. It's a story about the river. The river was clean.
When was the river clean?
Many years ago. Now the environment is polluted. Here, read the story.
The river is polluted.
Of course. Our environment is polluted.
What are you going to do?
We're going to clean it up.
You're going to clean up the river?
We're going to clean up everything.
When are you going to clean up the river?
This year.
Hi, I'm Kara. Who are you?
I'm Heather.
I'm Alicia. Are you a student?
No, I'm a reporter.
Good. Where are you from?
Washington.
What newspaper are you from?
I'm not from a newspaper. I'm from the Voice of America. I write for radio.
What are you doing here?
I want to talk to students. I want to write a story about the demonstration. What are you doing here?
We're demonstrating. I don't like pollution.
Look at the river. It's polluted. I want to clean up the river.
What are you going to do?
We're going to work. We're going to talk.
And write and speak.
Hello, Kara. This is Vince. He's going to show me the river. Can you come?
Yes. This is Heather, and this is Alicia.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm happy to meet you. May I come with you?
Of course. Do you want to come?
I can't. I'm going to meet someone.
When are you going to meet them?
Before lunch.
Come with us. We're going to come back.
When are you going to come back?
In a few minutes.
I want to see the river.
We want to clean up the river.
We want to clean up the city. We want to clean up everything.
We have to clean up the environment.
Après une interrogation commençant par when, quand, on peut souvent répondre par une expression indiquant une période de temps. Before lunch, avant le déjeuner. This year, cette année. Many years ago, il y a plusieurs années. Écoutez bien ces questions et ces réponses.
When was the river clean?
Many years ago.
When are you going to clean up the river?
This year.
When are you going to meet them?
Before lunch.
Maintenant, commencez une question avec when, après chacune des phrases qui vont suivre. Je vous soufflerai la première réponse. They are going to the demonstration. Cette fois-ci, c'est à vous de demander, vous inversez. When are they going? Prochaine possibilité. They're going to the river. When are they going to the river? Allez-y, à votre tour.
They are going to the demonstration. They are going to the river. They are going to speak about pollution. They are going to clean up the environment.
Someone is going to speak.
When are they going to speak?
I don't know. Maybe after lunch.
There are going to be 4 or 5 speeches.
When?
Some in the morning and some in the afternoon.
Et voilà qui termine cette 36e leçon de English USA. Keep it up. Practice hard. In the morning. In the afternoon. Before lunch, after lunch, at night. Don't stop practicing. Until next time, goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
La meilleure musique et les dernières nouvelles, c'est sur VOA Afrique.
Yeah.
VOA Afrique, la radio de tout le monde. Avec la meilleure musique et des infos de la Voix de l'Amérique.
Call 911, shawty fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa, I got a cool hot girl, she won't bring the daughter is one in every 100 years. But ain't no doubt I'm taking it home. Oh, I'm afraid we'll go in lanes. Little mama game is about to change. She'll be on covers over the world.
Hey! Exit from the dance floor, so the boys want more. Whatever.